Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include New York, celebrating World Falun Dafa Day with music and dance. Audiences in Paris and Mexico City struck by spirituality and artistry in Shenyun. Romania, Petals of Peace events held in Busteni and Brasov. Multicultural response to the Art of Jen Shan Ren exhibit in Dobrich, Bulgaria. Appeals court upholds guilty verdict against engineer who has been on hunger strike for 130 days and counting. And introducing Falun Gong in Russia and Germany and raising awareness of the persecution. Now for the stories. New York, celebrating World Falun Dafa Day with music and dance. May 13, 2018 marks the 19th World Falun Dafa Day and the 26th anniversary of Falun Dafa's public introduction. Falun Gong practitioners in the greater New York area held various celebration events in honor of the occasion. On the morning of May 10th, about 200 Falun Gong practitioners gathered for exercises on Union Square. Many passersby stopped and took photos. Stratos, a professional actor, stopped at the event to learn more. Looking at a Falun Dafa banner, he said, "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I think it is the meaning of human life. This is what the world needs." Following the exercises, practitioners from the group put on music and dance performances, sharing traditional Chinese culture and the joy of Falun Dafa with the public. Tim, a tourist, remarked, "Superb. I didn't expect to see such a great performance here." Another passerby, Brita, from New York, said, "The music is beautiful and has attracted such a large crowd." Falun Gong is practiced in 78 countries, though it has been brutally persecuted in China since 1999. A spokesperson from the Falun Dafa Information Center said, "May 13th is a special day. Master Li made Falun Dafa public on this day in 1992. Practicing Falun Gong not only benefits health, but also helps one understand the meaning of life." He said that since April this year, more than 100 proclamations were received from federal, state, and city governments honoring Falun Dafa and its benefits to society. Practitioner Yao Chen, who studies music, performed two songs during the celebration. Her performance reflected her deep gratitude to Master Li for rescuing her from painful disability. Her feet were injured in an accident while she was traveling in 2011. She could not walk as a result and had to use a wheelchair. She visited many doctors, but nothing helped. One day she was watching news programs on NTD TV and saw a web link. She clicked it and heard the Dafa music Pudu. Upon hearing the music, she burst into tears. She then sat up and crossed her legs in meditation for about 20 minutes. After that, she was miraculously able to walk again. She then went to the website where she had heard the sacred music and found the book Juan Falun. She read it overnight and began practicing Falun Dafa.
Audiences in Paris and Mexico City struck by spirituality and artistry in Shenyun. The five touring companies of Shenyun Performing Arts continued their tour of Europe and North America in early May 2018. On May 4th through the 6th, the Shenyun New York Company returned to Paris for five shows. At the same time, the Shenyun Touring Company presented four performances in Mexico City. Inna Zubova, an actress, fashion designer, and former model, remarked after the show, "We were really delighted. I find it very beautiful visually. I love that world. It's dreamlike, it's beautiful, it's very touching. I love the costumes, the colors, and the music. The culture, the history of meditation, it touches me a lot," she said. Fernando Montilla Serrano, a partner in an international law firm, commented, "This is a very beautiful discovery. One thing that struck me greatly, the spiritual side. It's something that we're not used to seeing in dance performances." I find that in today's world, coming back to this relationship with the human and the spiritual is something unique. Mixing it with art, dance, and performance is beautiful, he said. The visual and musical aspect is something beyond us as human beings, and therefore there must be a spiritual divine side. It is something beyond our strength, he described. The audience was really moved. Sincerely, it was something extraordinary that happened today. Acrobatics, anyone can do it, but when something touches you, it's special, and Shen Yun touches the feelings. That is the function of art, to convey feelings, said Olga Rodriguez Luna, a ballet dancer. How the dancers manage to project a spirituality is impressive. Here is something so natural, and you can see that the dance is for God. It is wonderful, she said. As a classical dancer, it is a very, very special experience for me to see. A degree of difficulty in handling the body, and plasticity, expressiveness, and at the same time an essence, she described. It's a privilege to be knowing a little more about Chinese culture through Shen Yun. The roots should never be lost, Ms. Rodriguez said. Shen Yun will continue its world tour with upcoming performances in Aix-en-Provence, France, Rotterdam, Netherlands, and Monterrey, Mexico.
Romania. Petals of Peace events held in Bușteni and Brașov. Falun Dafa practitioners from Romania and the Republic of Moldova held events in two popular mountain towns, Bușteni and Brașov, on April 30th and May 1st, respectively, to introduce Falun Dafa and raise awareness of its persecution in China. The beautiful spring weather brought visitors from around the world. In Bușteni, practitioners demonstrated the gentle Falun Dafa exercises and collected signatures calling for an end to the persecution in China. They also held a special event for children and the young at heart called Petals of Peace. The Petals of Peace project was initiated in Australia in 2001, inspired by a Chinese-Australian girl named Fadu, whose father was persecuted to death when she was 1 year old. The project aims to inform children, teachers, and parents of the injustices that practitioners in China face, as well as Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. As people learn to make the beautiful lotus flowers, practitioners explain the significance of the lotus flower in traditional Chinese culture. One of the young women, a student majoring in international relations with a focus on human rights, was studying the persecution of Falun Gong and the development of the organ harvesting atrocities. A practitioner with a background in legal studies offered to make available to her everything that has been documented on the issue. An older woman was delighted to see her granddaughter so absorbed in making the origami flowers. She remarked that the activity promoted positive values that were necessary for children's healthy upbringing, while lamenting the fact that it may be too late for some older people to make changes in their lives. A practitioner reassured her that it was never too late, because when someone chooses to have an attitude in accordance with the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, one becomes more balanced and healthier, and consequently will strive to eliminate behavioral patterns that harm not only health but also quality of life. The practitioner further explained that Falun Dafa, which includes the best of traditional Chinese values, is well adapted to the needs of contemporary people who have families, jobs, and a myriad of stress factors in life.
Multicultural response to the Art of Zhen Shan Ren exhibit in Dobrich, Bulgaria. The Art of Zhen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition was displayed in Dobrich, Bulgaria on April 17th through the 27th to a tremendous public reception. Two extra days were added to the exhibition due to high demand. Dobrich was the second city to host the exhibition and its third Bulgaria location. The Art of Zhen Shan Ren was hosted by the University of Management in Dobrich. This allowed many international and culturally diverse college students and professors to enjoy the artworks. The exhibition also drew attention of many public figures, artists, and citizens. Many visitors to the exhibition expressed their feelings about the artworks in the guest book. M.D. Dragunov wrote that he was anticipating the art of Jin Shanren with a great deal of interest and curiosity. Immersing himself in fine art, he sensed the spiritual peace of the East, the beauty, relaxation, and harmony. The emotions caused by the exhibition were pleasant, but he was also disturbed by the inhuman treatment and persecution of the spiritual people in China. He expressed his admiration for the human spirit's ability to face and resist the evil forces and to elevate. Elena Yurchino wrote, "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance streams from their hearts and souls for their struggle with the lies, evil, and brutality. It's a real fairy tale about our reality, told through the means of fine art, which is what the exhibition is, and more, life energy." Three Vietnamese women studying in Bulgaria left inspired and impressed by the art. One of them wrote, "Chinese culture is an amazing art, and I'm glad to be here. It's a great exhibition. I have never seen those pictures before, and it has helped me to explore and broaden my knowledge and horizons." An Afghani student described the exhibit as fantastic. Some of the reviews his co-students wrote included, "Splendid exhibition. Magnificent paintings with wonderful messages, emitting energy that is emotionally charged. We are happy to get a glimpse of this wonderful art that is inspiring, light, hopeful, and tranquil." A student from Moldova wrote, "This exhibit is amazing. The paintings are marvelous. I want to thank the organizers for sharing so many memories and pieces of art."
Appeals court upholds guilty verdict against engineer who has been on hunger strike for 130 days and counting. As Mr. Kai Chun Peng continued a hunger strike to protest his unjust prison sentence, the local appeals court ruled to uphold the guilty verdict against him for his faith. Mr. Kai, a 38-year-old engineer from Shantou City, was arrested on January 3, 2018, after being reported for distributing materials which exposed the Chinese Communist regime's persecution of Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Mr. Kai went on a hunger strike shortly after his arrest to protest the illegal detention, as no law in China criminalizes Falun Gong. The Qinghai District Procuratorate filed an indictment against Mr. Kai, citing evidence that he was witnessed passing out Falun Gong materials, that discarded materials were found nearby, and that a surveillance video showed Mr. Kai distributing materials in Nanshan Village. The prosecution claimed that he had disseminated materials that disturbed social stability. The Qinghai District Court proceeded to convict Mr. Kai without holding a hearing. It announced on March 28, 2018, that Mr. Kai has been sentenced to 1.5 years in prison and fined 2,000 yuan. While continuing his hunger strike, Mr. Kai filed an appeal. The judge of the Shantou City Intermediate Court ruled on April 18th to uphold the original verdict. Mr. Kai has been force-fed once every 3 days since he went on a hunger strike more than 130 days ago. He is handcuffed and shackled all day long. A nurse from Hua Chiao Hospital visits Shanghai Detention Center to administer the force-feeding. This is not the first time that Mr. Kai has been targeted for his faith. He was given 2 years of forced labor following his first arrest on September 23, 2011. The guards at San Shui Forced Labor Camp once deprived him of sleep for a month and shocked him with high-voltage electric batons. After he was released from the labor camp, the police constantly harassed him and refused to return his ID and professional certificates.
Introducing Falun Gong in Russia and Germany and raising awareness of the persecution. Falun Dafa practitioners in Russia and Germany have been busy with events to introduce the practice and raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. A 9-day introductory seminar was held in Moscow, the first of its kind in the city, and an event was held in Vorotanskova to draw attention to the persecution in China. In Trier, Germany, practitioners held a 3-day event on the occasion of the unveiling of a statue of Karl Marx, a gift from the Chinese regime. The practitioner's presence raised awareness of the true nature of communism and the crimes committed by the Chinese Communist Party. The first 9-day Falun Dafa seminar in Moscow was held from May 1st through the 9th, just a few days prior to the May 13th World Falun Dafa Day celebrations. Practitioners held an event in a park in Voronezhskoye, Russia, on May 1st to introduce Falun Gong and raise awareness of the CCP's 19-year persecution of the practice. May 5th, 2018 was the 200th birthday of Karl Marx, the author of The Communist Manifesto. The CCP made a special presentation of a statue of Marx to the city of Trier, the birthplace of Marx. Several international human rights organizations, as well as the members of the public and other parties, expressed strong protest. Falun Gong practitioners gathered in Trier for 3 days during the time of the sculpture's unveiling. They raised awareness of the CCP's persecution and the state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China, the majority of whom are Falun Gong practitioners. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises, talked with local people and tourists, and advised the Chinese tourists to renounce their memberships in the CCP and its affiliated organizations. They set up a stand and posters in a downtown shopping area near the Marx statue, where they demonstrated the exercises and raised awareness of the CCP's crimes, including the persecution of Falun Gong. A candlelight vigil was held in the evening.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.